to another episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
At the end of February, in DMR's 11 county area, 39 new listings came on the market that hadn't gone under contract. Now, I'm totally oversimplifying that math because I get the fact that we had active listings at the beginning of February, but think about these numbers. I mean, 5,122 new listings came on the market, 5,083 went under contract. I mean, that is seriously strong demand. We landed February with only 4,835 homes active. If you put that into perspective, there are 2.8 million people who live inside Denver Metro's 10 county area. I'm excluding Boulder. So where's all this inventory that we so desperately need? Well, 2020 might actually see an inventory crisis, and there's three reasons that are going into this. So one is our lovely baby boomers, right? I mean, they're aging in place. 55.2% of all owner-occupied homes are owned by people who are over 50 years old. The second reason is home ownership tenure is just up. Interest rates are low, people have rehabbed their home, they can't find the home that they want to move into, we're seeing multi-generational homes, there's lots of reasons. But that tenure now is up to 13 years on average. The third reason is construction. I mean, we're at a 20-year high now, but look at where we're coming from. Builders had long since not been able to reach the kind of housing start numbers that the population needed. They've been also heavily focused on those higher priced homes. In fact, Colorado's new build starts is down as they're trying to shift gears from higher priced homes to more affordable homes, townhomes, and condos. This lack of inventory is creating a jump in appreciation. We're seeing it. Remember, 2019, we only saw just under 2.5%, 2.46% rise in median sales price. Already year to date in February, we're seeing 6.25%. It's taking off, and I don't see this slowing down anytime soon.
And that's a good place for a break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Your home purchase has a long-term impact on your ability to build financial wealth. We at the Ruth Team will continue to be alongside you well beyond the closing date. Whether helping to refinance a loan, transitioning to your next home, or building multi-generational wealth through investments, we are committed to finding you solutions other lenders can't or simply won't. We look forward to helping you build wealth through real estate by generating passive income for a more financially secure future. Get started today by visiting theruthteam.com. That's theruethteam.com. Your resource for helping you build wealth through real estate.
And let's continue the conversation. CoreLogic just came out looking nationwide at home appreciation, and they counted a year-over-year 4% gain. Now, FHFA looks at the lower-priced homes. They saw a 5.2% year-over-year gain. So what impact will the coronavirus and the election have on the market? Two very big topics. So the coronavirus is wildly unfortunate from a human story. I mean, six people have lost their lives in the United States, 3,131 people worldwide. But to put that in perspective, the CDC claims as many as 56,000 people lose their lives to the flu every single year. But from an economic perspective, it is having a big impact. In fact, it has accelerated what was already happening. As people are staying home to make sure that they don't contract the virus, jobs are getting undone, manufacturing is slowing down, and consumer spending is taking a pause. I mean, all companies, including Google and Apple and Dell and Adidas, are all seeing sales drop because China has slowed down, as well as parts needed for manufacturing. So let's go back to that statement that the coronavirus is just simply accelerating what was already happening. I mean, we've been talking about a recession for 18 months now. If you look at it from the other perspective, from the business perspective, Manufacturing is down, shipping is down, business reinvestments are down. The PCE just came out with inflation down at 1.7%. That's low. Yet government spending is still up. The feds are buying $60 billion in short-term bills every single month. So what about the election? Well, that might just be a blip in our timeline, right? I mean, right now it's business as usual. What could impact the markets is if we switch parties. And I just don't see that happening, but that's just me. Given the unrest, we're all asking exactly how low can rates go, right? I mean, historically, the feds would not lower the Fed rate during an election year. They don't want to be seen as favoring one political party over another. But this is not a typical year. And the futures market had already baked in a 0.75% decrease in the Fed rate during 2020. Well, if you watched the news this week, you saw that the Feds had an emergency meeting and lowered that Fed rate by 0.5%. Now, the question is, exactly how is reducing the Fed rate going to help combat the coronavirus or improve a recession that hasn't started yet? I mean, in my humble opinion, lowering that Fed rate is an opportunity to help spur economic activity, not as an antivirus or to increase the stock market. But I don't know, nobody's asking me. So you've got to be asking, won't all this turmoil affect housing? I mean, theoretically it should, right? And Colorado is a very unique bird. Denver has the third strongest job growth in the entire United States. Colorado is one of the top 10 in growth. We're expecting population to reach 5.8 million by the end of 2020. And according to Zillow, Denver is one of the top three cities, non-southern cities, that are going to outperform in 2020. So yes, inventory is still a concern as builders have not kept up, and especially when prompted by all of this additional demand, the increased population, the job growth, as well as the lower interest rates. Those are not going away anytime soon. But if you recall last year when we were talking about what was going to kick us into a recession, I mean, geopolitical crisis was number one. Housing fell pretty far to the bottom of the list. It's already gone through its correction. Remember what happened in October 2018 and really all of 2019? It's housing that's going to carry the market. So right now we've got 1.38 months of inventory and our days on market dropped from 27 to 12. And with 8.8 to 9.2 million first-time homebuyers coming into the market over the next 2 years, this demand is not going away. Housing is strong. So what would I say to a homebuyer right now in this market with lack of supply and increased demand? I'd say get pre-approved with a strong lender to start shopping early and often and put your best foot forward. And you know what? I know of a good lender. Well, my name's Nicole Ruth with the Ruth team of Fairway Mortgage, and we would love to go to work for you, help educate you on the market, and take advantage of opportunities. I look forward to hearing from you soon.
You've been listening to The Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at thedoublecommaclub.com. or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories, get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Ruth Team on YouTube or visit our site, theruthteam.com.